not seen a undrafted rookie fit in so well as Charles has. What's makes him so special?
Undrafted, what do you mean? Around here?
Yeah, I mean, as far as you guys really seem to pick him up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, he's a guy that has worked extremely hard, you know, since he's, you know, been here with the Giants, and he's a guy that has made his way, you know, into the active roster, and he's continued to make plays for us and, you know, be everything we need him to be, you know, whether it's special teams, whether it's, you know, filling in for guys on defense, so forth and so on.
Personality-wise?
A great guy, man. Definitely, you know, a great guy to be around. Always energetic, you know, always, you know, want to lift up the next guy. So it's something that we definitely need around here.
So you bring it to the circle Sunday. You don't see that happen.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You know, I mean, like I said, you know, he's a guy who's full of energy. You know, he's a guy full of energy. And, you know, he always brings a positive vibe and a positive vibe and positive attitude. So, you know, it's something to look forward to, you know, whenever James is out there.
Coach said today that you've really appreciated and taken in that captain role this year. Do you, I mean, obviously the season didn't go as the team planned, but do you feel that you've executed that role pretty well?
I mean, I feel like I've been myself. You know, I mean, I've never tried to, you know, fill any shoes or, you know, play any particular role. I just, you know, came out there to try to be on trail. I'm just being the only guy I know how to be. That's it.
Do you expect to be back here next year? I mean, knowing your contract situation, you know, and their cap situation, it might be.
Man, I still got 3 games left to go. Yeah, I'm not speaking anything about a contract right now.
You've been one of the more consistent guys on the defensive side of the football. Have you been pleased with your personal success this year?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've definitely been pleased with, you know, my overall success. But, you know, it's about team. You know, it's about team success. It's about how we go out there and establish ourselves as a unit. You know, personal or, you know, accolades has never really been, you know, high on my priority list. You know, it's all about wins and losses for me.
It doesn't really sit well for my next question, but you're up there in Pro Bowl voting for one of the only guys on the Giants. Would that mean something to you? I mean, I know you've been there before, but would it mean something to you to get there again?
Yeah, I mean, it always means something, but at the same time, you know, I've seen some guys that have had miraculous seasons and, you know, weren't selected for the Pro Bowl. So, you know, I think it can definitely, you know, weigh its odds, you know, in that favor. Whether I make it or not, you know, it really doesn't matter. You know, the only thing that really matters to me is, you know, how I grade my own performance, you know, how my teammates grade my performance, and more importantly, you know, how the organization grade my performance.
Another guy up there with you is Kent Chancellor. What do you see in his game that you like or dislike?
Cam Chancellor, you know, he's a physical player. He's more of, you know, he plays, you know, in the box a whole lot more. You know, I think, like I said, you know, I don't compare myself to Cam Chancellor because I don't feel like our games, you know, match up at all. You know, I think, you know, we're two totally different type of safeties. But I mean, he plays ball. You know, he plays pretty good ball at times. I really haven't been able to watch him too much this year. But like I say, yeah, it is what it is, man.
Andrew, being one of the captains and a guy that always gives your all, how do you guard against maybe a couple of the guys not giving it their all? And what would you do if you saw
them? I mean, they have to look at themselves in the mirror. You know, I mean, as an individual, you know, when you're out there on the field, you know, you have to worry about yourself. You know, you have to get yourself in position, you know, to be accountable and to make the plays that you can make. You know, afterwards, you know, we can be able to look at the film and great performances, you know, great effort, so forth and so on. But, you know, during the course of a game, you really can't notice too much out there. You know, you have to just make sure you're held accountable, you know, make sure you're playing for the guy next to you.
Coach also talked about how this point in the season with 3 games left, that this is the time you need leaders to step up. What is it about keeping these guys up to play the last 3 games? What does that take?
You know, I think, you know, your attitude reflects leadership. You know, and I think for the most part, you know, guys around here have had a, you know, upbeat attitude. You know, they've been staying positive, understand that there's still 3 games left to play. And, you know, it's about football right now. You know, it's not about playoffs. It's not about Super Bowl. It's about going out there and closing the season out with a whole lot of pride and going out there and playing the way we know that we're capable of playing.
Going against the Seattle team, do you feel like you've got something to prove as a team?
We have something to prove each and every week. You know, I don't think us having anything to prove has anything to do with Seattle.